Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, folks. This is Jeffrey Daugherty. Welcome to the Fresh Daily Show, brought to you by Fresh Daily Co. Fresh Daily Co. is a gourmet coffee, skateboarding, and drugstore in Auburn, California. Their website is Fresh Daily Co. That's FreshDailyCo.com. And they're sponsoring our little daily show here, the Fresh Daily Show, where we try to come to you every morning about this time with some fresh information. We're really just chatting while I enjoy my fresh daily coffee. And it's good to see you here. Yesterday was our first show. And, of course, today would be our second show. That's the way it works. Two follows one. But we're happy to be here. Most of you know me, follow me from the Christian Whistleblower Show. That can be heard Wednesday nights. If you're on the East Coast, it's 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. If you're on the West Coast, of course, it's 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. And if you're somewhere in between, I'll leave it to you to figure out what time that show appears. You can find it on my website at www.jeffreydaugherty.com or www.christianwhistleblower.com. So we have two hours of in-depth teaching, fun, frivolity in some cases every single week. We're looking at doing something else on the weekends as well with a good friend of mine, something where we can just really get outside the mainstream and talk about things that, frankly, most people won't even touch. But Fresh Daily, we're trying to be a little more light, I guess, a little more easy, a little more understanding. And here we are on the Fresh Daily Show with Jeffrey Daugherty and talking about the website, which is www.jeffreydaugherty.com or www.christianwhistleblower.com. A big part of that site, and one of the main reasons that a lot of people visit it, is that we do have there the Religion Watch Daily. And what Religion Watch Daily is basically a compilation of religious news bits that I gather from across the internet. I look around and find things about religion. Some of them are funny. Some of them are just downright crazy. Some of them, unfortunately, are tragic and sad, but it's all designed to kind of give you a insight and an understanding into kind of the state of religion as it is, mainly in the United States, but also in the West. You know, our program is heard all over the world, literally, by lots and lots of people. So we try to be as open-minded and talk about as many different things possibly can. And one thing I wanted to look at today is a story that I found on USA Today. And of course, that's USA-centric or USA-focused, but I think it actually talks about a phenomenon that is certainly beyond the United States. It certainly crosses all of Western civilization. And the United States has just been a little bit behind the power curve on this situation, and now it's kind of catching up. And the headline is that Americans' confidence in religion hits a new low. Americans' confidence in religion hits a new low. And the story says in part, and this is in the USA Today, it looks like they picked it up from the Religion News Service. It says Americans have less confidence in organized religion today than ever measured before. Think of that. As long as we've been quantifying and measuring and polling and, you know, keeping track of all of these numbers, never ever have Americans expressed less confidence in organized religion today Americans have less confidence than ever in organized religion. And this article says that that's a sign that the church could be losing its footing as a pillar of moral leadership in the nation's culture. And this is from a Gallup poll, So Gallup is one of the most reputable and certainly well-known polling organizations in at least the United States, very possibly the entire world. And the article goes on to say that in the 1980s, the church and organized religion were the number one in Gallup's annual look at confidence in institutions, said Linda Sod, author of the report released Wednesday. And confidence is a value judgment on how the institution is perceived, a mark of the amount of respect it is due. Think of that. In just, 30 years, it's hard for me to believe that the 1980s was 30 years ago, but in the 90s, here we are, almost. The church, organized religion, was number one in institutions as far as the confidence that people had in it. Number one. So it's 1980s, if you start all the 80s, all the 90s, all the 2010s, I guess you could say it's 30 years. But I think that, you know, when we look at the 80s, we understand that the church is pretty strong all the way through. So in 20 years, organized religion has gone from the number one most respected institution in the United States to a place now where less people than ever before have confidence organized religion. They're placing a judgment on how it's perceived. They are showing that their respect is no longer due to it. And overall, church and organized religion is now ranked number four in the Gallup poll, behind number one, they trust the military, they being we Americans, at least Americans polled. Number two, small business. And number three, the police. So let me get this right. The police, who are out shooting folks left and right, still have higher respect than the church. Wow, that's interesting. And it certainly puts things into perspective. So the church has gone from number one, most respected, all the way down to number four. And the story goes on to say that almost all organizations are down. But the picture for religion is particularly bleak. In the mid-1970s, 7 in 10 Americans said they had a great deal of confidence in the church or organized religion. 70% of Americans in the 70s said they had a great deal or quite a lot of confidence in the church or organized religion. Now, in this new poll, 42% said they had a great deal or quite a bit of confidence in church or organized religion. That's almost half, folks, from 70% to 42% in 30 years. 70% of people 30 years ago had a great deal of confidence in the church. Today, only 42% have a great deal of confidence in the church. And they say, really, in this article, the biggest part of the most significant influence, they say, is the high number of Americans who are disconnected from organized religion and likely have little or no confidence in it. A Pew Research survey finds that nearly 23% of Americans say they do not identify with any religion. The Gallup data, which combines this group with non-Christians, finds only 10% of these had a great deal of confidence in religion. So in a country that was, you know, over 90% identification as a Christian religion just 20 years ago, now almost a quarter, 23%, that's real close to 25, say that they don't identify with any religion. Not surprisingly, there is a drastic decline in confidence in the church also among Protestants and Catholics. It's not just a Catholic thing. It's not just a Protestant thing. Confidence is down over 20% to less than 50% in Protestants and Catholics alike. The first time it's ever been the same for both. So who says that Catholics and Protestants can't agree? It looks like they're agreeing that religion is letting them down. The religion is letting them down. This was a survey of 2,000 U.S. adults conducted by landline and cell phones just last week, June 2 through 7, 2015. So it's a fairly sizable sample of people. And it just goes to show that Americans' confidence in religion really is hitting a new low. And people expect me, in my position as somewhat of a spiritual, teacher, leader, whatever it is that I am, whatever it is that I do, they expect me to have a reaction to this of, oh my goodness, that's terrible. But actually, to me, this is great news. The fact that Americans are losing confidence in religion makes me very, very happy. Because what I see in these numbers, and remember, I'm talking to at least hundreds, if not thousands of people every single week. What I am seeing and what I am hearing and what I am sensing as well is that Americans are indeed losing confidence in religion. And yet, loss of confidence in religion allows them to see the divine. And they're losing confidence only in religion, not in the divine. So to me, it's a good thing because the further they get from religion, the closer they can get to true spirituality and the closer they can get to the divine. So as people lose confidence in religion, as people lose confidence in organized church, as people stop going to organized church, as people begin to extricate themselves from the mind of the matrix that has been thrown over them for 2,000 years, they are able to wake up and to see the reality of the divine is a much different thing than religion. And I would like to think that me ranting and raving and writing and publishing over the last 2 years has had some impact on these numbers. Of course, that's probably a little bit optimistic, but I think that at least in the spiritual realm, we are putting out the energetic intention that at least is contributing to this. I'm not saying it's causing it, but it is certainly a contributory factor. And we're going to continue to pound the nails into the coffin of religion so that confidence in the divine can be resurrected. Religion has given the divine a bad name for far, far too long. And we're excited, to be a part of people leaving religion and finding true spirituality. We're here saving spirituality from religion, and that's what we do, and that's what we're going to continue to do. You can hear me on weekday mornings at 10 a.m. as we talk on the Fresh Daily Show like we are today. You can also hear me on Wednesday nights on the Christian Whistleblower Show. You can visit www.jeffreydarty.com or christianwhistleblower.com, and there you'll find Religion Watch Daily. There you'll also find a compilation of all of our media outreach, our radio, our blog talk radio, our YouTube. You can find all of that right there. You can find out about us. You can find out about me. You can see what type of services that we offer. And you can read about the Plastic Jesus American Tour. We're not just talking about this. We're putting our money where our mouth is, and we're going to hit the road. It's a 5-year mission, just like Star Trek, to take this message across the entire United States. So take a look at us. We'll see you again soon. And until next time, remember, I'm Jeffrey Darty, your Christian whistleblower, wishing you peace and light.